We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sarah in Elk City, America. Happy Tuesdays, everybody. It is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour, all hour today. So anyway, we're gonna have a good time today. Anyway, today is the first day on air that we're doing Heyday Tuesdays, and here's the rules. Go ahead, and if you got hay you want to sell, or if you're looking for hay to buy for selling hay, text in this information to me at 580-225-9697, or if you got my personal phone, you can text it to that. And we got all hour to text that in to me, but the last segment's when we'll actually be doing all advertise what we got. And this is all brought to you by the Great Plains National Bank. And so text in your hay type. Is it been tested or not tested? Can you load or haul? How much per ton or per bale? I'm not going to put it on there if you're not going to give me a price, okay? And also, what else? Phone number. I need your phone number. You don't have to give me your name, but just your phone number. So anyway, hay type, can you load or haul or both? Per bale, per ton price, and if you your phone number. And can, pretty simple, test it or not test it. So anyway, 580-225-9697. I already got one in looking for hay, so that's good. It's working. It'll take us a little while to get this thing up and running real good, but we'll get it. You know how slow I am. So anyway, Brent Metter will be in here third segment, talk about the upcoming North Fork Electric Co-op business meeting at the Sarah Park coming up this Saturday. Brandon is at the ranch today, so we're going to talk to Brandon tomorrow. And what else? I don't know. That's it. Let's check out what's going on with the temperatures real quick. Looks like there's like a 20-way tie for hot spot in the state, and it's all in southwestern Oklahoma. 98 degrees at Hollis, 98 degrees at Altus, 98 at Mangum. Well, actually, I guess Grandfield wins. They're 99. It's just hot. But the further northwest you get, 86 at Buffalo, 93 at Arnett, 85 at Cherokee, 82 at Medford. Not too bad. Whopping 88 out at Beaver. Let's see what's happening out there in the panhandle of Texas. 93 at Lipscomb, 91 at Miami, 91 at McLean, 97 at Wellington, 98 at Odell. I think we have like a 30-40% chance of thunderstorms coming up this Thursday, and that's it as far as I can see in the forecast. But you know, Oklahoma weather, it always changes, so we'll see. But it is going to be hot for the next week to 10 days. So, all right, let's see what was happening. Let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybean and grain futures were lower in overnight trading after the USDA said it now expects record yields for both beans and corn. Soybean production in the 2024-25 marketing year was forecast by the agency at 4.89 billion bushels on yields of 53.2 bushels an acre. If realized, this would be high record highs for both output and yield, according to the USDA. Corn output is seen at 15.147 billion bushels and yields are forecast at 183.1 bushels an acre. I don't personally see it. I didn't go to college to learn all this agriculture stuff. but I'm still got this in my mind, this 1.5 million acres of some of the most prime corn and soybean ground that was either held out or flooded out this last month and the month before up there in Nebraska and Iowa. I don't know. It's not, that's my forecast for what it's worth. Production will be the third highest on record behind only last year's 15.342 billion bushels and 2016-17 when output totaled 15.148 billion. Yields will be a record high. Government data says soybean stockpiles at the end of the 24-25 marketing year are now forecast at 560 million bushels, well ahead of the previous outlook of 435 million bushels. That's a lot. Corn inventories are seen at 2.073 billion bushels, down narrowly from the July projection of 2.097 billion bushels. Soybean futures for November delivery plunged 15.5 cents to 970.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean meal declined $1.60 to 303 a short ton, and soy oil fell 0.85 cents to 39.62 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery fell 2.5 cents to 399 a bushel. Wheat futures for September delivery dropped 5.75 cents to 531 a bushel in Chicago overnight, while Kansas City futures lost 4.25 to 544 a bushel. Inspections of wheat for offshore delivery rose week to week, while corn assessments declined, according to data from the USDA. Wheat inspections in the 7 days that ended on August 8th rose to 649,199 metric tons. That's up from 470,000 tons a week earlier. That's also well above the 269,000 tons assessed same week last year. Examinations of corn for export declined to 974,000 metric tons, and that's down from 1.27 million a week earlier. Soybean inspections were higher, coming up to 326,000 metric tons. That's up from 266,000 tons the previous week, but it's way down from last year, 418,000 tons. Since the start of the marketing year on June 1st, the government has inspected 4.22 million metric tons of wheat for offshore delivery. That's up from the 3.33 last year. Corn inspections since the start of the grains marketing year on September 1st are now at 48.9 million metric tons. That's up from 35.7 million last year. Examination soybeans since the beginning of September now stand at 43.4 million metric tons. That's down from 51.2 million inspected last year. Anyway, they got about, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks before they start another new year. Well, weather in our farm belt, extremely hot weather will hang around central and eastern Oklahoma today. By the way, southwestern Oklahoma, including Beckham County, you're under a heat advisory. A lot of heat warnings and heat advisories all over the state, but it looks like the panhandle of Oklahoma and northwestern Oklahoma, you're out of the blue for the heat advisories today. Heat indexes in central Oklahoma are expected to reach as high as 113 degrees Fahrenheit this afternoon in the eastern counties in the state, and in parts of Arkansas, values are forecast to climb about 110 degrees. Anywhere else in our farm belt, maybe some thunderstorms in Iowa this afternoon, so we'll see how it goes. And I know southern Kansas along the Oklahoma line last night got hammered with water. Emporia was flooding this morning, so there was a slow-moving storm coming across there last night along the Oklahoma-Kansas state line. So anyway, going. With summer officially here, we are greeted with extreme heat and unfortunately not enough moisture. Got a little bit now, but still, we'll take all we can get. With these issues in the time of the year, it's important that we pay attention to our livestock as well as pets. water needs and protection from the direct sun via shade. Clean, abundant water in our animals is the most important nutrient, especially in the summer months. Please remember to check all your water sources daily. We need to also limit livestock working and hauling to the early morning hours, if all possible, unless it's emergency. Cattle can take 6 to 8 hours to lower their core temperature after working. Heat stress contributes to decreased animal performance and decreased reproductivity efficiency as well. Hoping everyone has a safe summer. Remember that we are always here to help with all your livestock needs. Call Stockman's at 580-225-0200 or stop by at 1019 South Main in Elk City if we can help. And I was by there this morning. Our baby vet that's on its way is doing well. And Dr. Mouse looks like she was kind of complaining about the baby moving around in there and turning upside down and all kinds of good stuff. But other than that, she was in pretty good humor. I'm going to drop Christy and Greg some tomatoes off this morning. So everybody was in a really good mood this morning at the vet clinic. So anyway, you get a chance, go by there and visit with them. And they do a really good job there. Well, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran-owned. We deliver top-tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our Fecon Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transparency, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. We haven't been down there across this Red River Bridge in a while. Let's check out what's happening for Odell. Odell, 98 degrees, heat index at 105, humidity's 40%. Man, I bet it's muggy down there right now. Dew point 69, the winds are out of the southwest at 14, with gusts up to 16. Peak wind gust today, 24 miles an hour. So far, no rain down there this month. And 8-inch soil temperature, 91 degrees. All right, let's go ahead and check out the Lipscomb dealership's grain market update real quick. September corn, 378 down 5. December's 398 down 3.5. Soybeans for August, let's skip August. September, 949 down 21.5. November's 965 down 21. Soybeans taking a beating here lately. Who was that? Somebody predicted last year some grain market update out of Iowa up in there somewhere. Be $14 soybeans this year. I don't think we're going to get there. Let's see. Soybean meal, September 301 down 5. October 297.40 down 4.75. Soybean oil, 40.57 for September down 91. October's 39.95 down 96. Hard red winter wheat, September 550 up 1.75. December 564 up 1. Cotton for July of next year, 72.08 down 42. Speaking of cotton, you know, what would be a day without mentioning the cotton king? He took the cotton queen out for her birthday last night, and I was really proud of him. Yeah, I don't know what he was doing, but he texted me at midnight. I don't know what was going on with that. So anyway, I was asleep, so I didn't see it till this morning. West Texas crude oil. Ooh, where'd he go? Crude oil is September 78.44, down $1.62. Natural gas is down today, but still above $2, is at $2.15 for September. And looks like the Dow and the S&P and NASDAQ are all trading in the green. Let's check out what's happening with cattle. Cattle look better today than they did yesterday. August live cattle, 183.87, up 55. And October's 180.70. up 67, December's 179, 97, up 102. Feeder cattle for August, 246.10, up 170. September, 241.62, up 212. And October's 239.15, up 142. Lean hogs for August, 89.92, down 10. October, 72.32, down 2. And there you have it. Again, we're doing Heyday Tuesdays today. We're just starting today. It's going to be a little slow getting on its feet. But anyway, if you got any hay for sale and you want to text it in to me here at the radio station, be great. We're the last segment of the show. I'll make time to advertise this for you guys. So if you're either selling or buying, just let me know what type of hay. If it's tested, if you're selling, price per bale or ton, can you load or haul or both? And a phone number. So all I need to know. Free advertising here, gentlemen. Thanks to the Great Plains National Bank. They are paying to sponsor Heyday Tuesdays. And we'll put a deal in a Penny News next week to check on this deal so you guys can see it in there. But I'm sorry, I'm not going to take live calls. I got a bad feeling with all the friends I got. What would happen if I took live calls? So anyway, 580-225-9697 if you want to sell or buy some hay. Be cool. Let's get it rolling. We'll do it in the last segment of the show. Okay. So let's do a bet. Let's bet on the right winter cereal. Olympic athletes train and compete in events for which they were built for. That's why a long-distance runner likely wouldn't medal in a 100-meter dash, and a sprinter probably wouldn't compete in the marathon. Well, likewise, winter cereal forages are suited to specific production systems. Winter rye, winter Truticale, winter wheat offer different maturity dates and quality rankings that designate which is better for hay or grazing. Choosing which species to plant depends on the end goal of the forage as well as the subsequent crop in the rotation. Winter cereal seeding dates are on the horizon. Like I said, I wouldn't really be surprised somebody didn't put some in the ground this week after we got that rain, but maybe they looked at the forecast and checked out their grasshopper herd and, let's wait. Anyway, to optimize forage potential, Kevin Sedevec recommends utilizing winter rye or winter Truticale for grazing. Winter wheat, on the other hand, tends to provide the best quality and tonnage for hay. Winter rye is typically the fastest maturing species of the three options, although there may be some variety differences. With that said, winter Truticale reaches maturity close on the heels of winter rye, and both forages can lengthen either shoulder of the grazing season. For fall grazing, wait till forage is at least 6 to 8 inches tall. Winter rye can tolerate a stubble height of 1 to 2 inches, whereas winter Truticale requires at least 3 inches of stubble. Research from North Dakota State University shows fall grazing of winter rye did not impact spring forage production, and he also adds that winter rye is hardier than winter Truticale in the northern states. Practice the same grazing guidelines the following spring. Turn cattle out when plants are 6 to 8 inches tall. See, they did a little bit different up north. They pull them in during the winter because it's miserable up there. Down here, we can leave them on here year-round. Forage growth will be faster this time of the year, and winter rye and winter Truticale can reach maturity within a few weeks. To boost forage utilization and keep cattle from selectively grazing around older plants, strip graze pastures and move animals daily if you can. Winter wheat is slow growing, which takes it out of the running as a good grazing forage. This does, however, put it in position to generate better hay fields. He adds that winter wheat has more crude protein and less lignin than winter rye and winter Truticale, which also makes it palatable and higher quality feedstuff. With this said, winter wheat typically reaches maturity 2 to 3 weeks later than winter rye or Truticale, which may limit its subsequent cropping options. Consider seeding a warm season forage like sorghum, Sudan grass, or millet after the winter wheat, especially in the northern regions. Winter rye and Truticale can be used for hay, but they must be harvested at early heading stage to capture adequate feed value. The two winter cereals are lower in crude protein and digestible energy than winter wheat, and if either species is harvested after seed development, he suggests grinding hay to optimize the reduced forage quality. Here's my take on that experiment I did here about 3 or 4 years ago. So I had rye, winter rye, winter Truticale, and winter wheat. And I did a hay test on all three of them, and it was 1% different in the protein in all three species. I still, you've heard me say this, especially on rye, if you let it get to that pollination stage, yes, it becomes bitter. You lose a lot of protein in that. The key is to get her cut down before it goes to head or just as it's heading, and you'll make a lot of hay. You make more hay if you go cut it down before the heading's going on. Quality hay, I'm going to tell you that, but a lot of people ain't got the patience to sit there and wait for it to cure out, because if you cut it before it heads, you guys know the drill. It takes probably almost twice as long to cure out, and you got to rake it and all this other stuff. But anyway, that's just my take on it. The benefit from growing winter cereals go beyond additional feed. These species can inhabit annual weeds from germinating in fields during the off season and keep living roots in the soil during the times, help prevent erosion. Continuing living roots also promote better soil and structure and enhance soil biology. I know one thing, that Truticow that I had this year, if I would have cut it for hay, I don't know how much hay I'd have made. This stuff that I got from SEI Agritech from Kent down there was 5 foot tall, had leaf blades on it an inch or wider, and stalks looked like baboon. What do they call that? Brent, help me out. What's that? Baboon cane? What is it?
Don't get me to lying.
Looks like cane poles.
Bamboo.
Bamboo, yeah. Baboon. Anyway, we got it. See, that's why I had the smart guy show up at the same time. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet break. And when we come back, Brent will be on here and we'll talk about the upcoming big business meeting coming up Saturday. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets him up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 12th. 742 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 460 brought 296. 9 at 529 brought 276. 6 at 533 brought 268. 7 at 612 brought 275. 6 at 633 brought 251. 16 at 1015 brought 220. 4 head of heifers at 460 brought 274. 5 at 541 brought 262. 7 at 586 brought 252. 36 at 590 brought 265. 8 at 591 brought 243. 32 at 604 brought 254. 3 at 642 brought 231. Butcher cows were 100 to 169. Butcher bulls brought 128 to 193. Bred cows were 2125 to 2325. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching.
Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, man, the text messages are coming in. Everybody's doing a good job. Also, I might throw this in there. One gentleman did a really good job. We'll discuss the next segment. But you might, if you want to, also give me a roundabout city you're at. Maybe somebody at Woodward don't want to buy some down here at Elk, but somebody around Elk might want to do that. But you people up northwestern Oklahoma, you're more than welcome to get in on this. It's not just for down here around Elk City. Everybody's welcome on this deal that can hear the radio. So anyway, we're on Facebook Live, or we're on our website live. We'll sell you hay in Alaska if you need some bad enough. Let's check out some temperature, or not temperature, but some ag weather up in northwestern Oklahoma. Now, pick me a town up there, Brent, northwestern Oklahoma.
Shattuck, America.
Shattuck, America. So the closest one that I got is Arnett. There we go. 94 degrees, feels like 96. The heat risk is low. Dew point is 63, humidity is 36, and southwest winds 9 miles an hour with wind gust up to 17, 1.42 inches of rain so far this month, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 76 degrees. There's 15 degrees difference between people that got rain and didn't and ground temperature. Isn't that crazy? Yep. Sunset at 8:32, hot 99 today with southwest winds, clear 74 tonight, southerly winds 13 to 17 with winds up to 20. And we got Wednesday, tomorrow, hot 101, south winds 12 to 17 miles per hour. Well, joining me right now is the general guru manager. What is your official title in North Fork?
You bet.
Anyway,
I'm the manager.
Yeah, Brent Metters, big dog, big manager at North Fork Electric Co-op. And man, this is the 1 week you guys all look forward to, isn't it?
It's a busy week. It really is. So our people are busy every single day trying to finish up the final touches, and it's always a good time. We'll have a good morning and try to get done before it's 100 degrees.
Right. Well, what time does it start?
So we'll start registering at 9 a.m., and yep. We do a drive-through registration now, which makes it really nice. You can still walk up. You can park and walk up and register if you want to. But I would say 85% of people are driving through and registering, and then parking, and so you're all registered at that point and ready to go. We'll start the business meeting at 10 a.m. You have to be registered by 10 a.m. to be eligible for the grand prizes. And then we're hoping the business meeting's over and we're serving lunch by 11. And I'd like to think by noon we're stacking chairs and it's hot. And
getting out of there.
You bet. You bet. The kids can stick around and swim longer than that, obviously. Miniature golf will be open.
So you guys are the miniature golf course, swim pool, all be free for?
It's free for anybody. I mean, this is a member meeting. This is our business meeting, but it's a community event. We like to give back to the community, and we invite the community to come out, bring the kids, and let them swim, and we're going to serve lunch. Blue Mountain Smoke's coming out, so that's always
good.
Yeah,
that's one of the main reasons I'm going.
You bet.
But actually, I will try to, because you have to be registered by 10 to be eligible for those grand prizes. And this year you got you guys and Western Equipment got, mower.
Western Equipment's been really good to us to help sponsor our annual meeting. They don't give us that mower, but they sell it to us really cheap.
Right.
And so we get that thing on discount, and it's a really nice, I think it's a 545R, a Z545R, 54-inch cut. I mean, it's a nice mower.
Yeah.
If you had to go pay full retail, it's a $10,000 mower.
Yeah.
So we didn't pay anywhere close to that. thanks to their sponsorship. And it's good to have them in our community and in Western Oklahoma to help out and support us.
Well, that's the exact mower I got, except this is a newer model, so somebody better draw my ticket.
come register. And the second place is $1,000 cash that's sponsored by Bobby Martin at R&R. So
yep.
R&R's our contractors, and they work side by side with us. Anytime we have a storm, literally within an hour of us having any kind of storm or wind, we get text messages or phone calls from Bobby saying, how can we help? So it's good to partner with them. It's great that they're right here in our back door. Makes it nice. I go to a lot of conferences and meetings, and there's places around the country that can't even get a contractor. I mean, if they wanted them to come and had all the money in the world, you can't get them to show up. So, right. So we're pretty spoiled to have them right here helping us out.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you from experience, because I live out there, and you guys have done a really, really good job, because we've had some storms this year, especially lightning storms.
Yes.
And I haven't seen anybody complaining or heard anybody complaining. I know ours has went out a few times, and it ain't long, and it's back up and going. Yeah,
unfortunately, we have weather events, and we have lightning and wind and straight-line winds. And, you know, this deal 3 weeks ago, it took down 9 three-phase poles right there south of Hext, right in a row, you know. And, I mean, that's powerful for that to do that. And then just a quarter mile from there, it flipped a cake bin upside down and broke it all into pieces. And, you know, unfortunately, we can't control what goes on with the weather. All we can do is assess it when it happens and put the pieces back together. We backfeed when it's possible, and our system's in really good shape, and we have a lot of backfeed options now. And so there's lots of times that we're able to get people back on, you know, through a backfeed option. While we're making those repairs, and then can switch them back to a regular feed, and it makes it really good and resilient and makes it better than it used to be, I guess you could say. So
well, you talk about R&R, and yes, I personally know Bobby and all that, but you guys, I drive around a lot. Everywhere. I got cattle out west town, cattle out south, but out here west of Elk on Highway 6 and back in that area, you guys have been doing a lot of pole replacements and improvements there, and looks like new lines too, probably.
That's right. So our construction requirements are way better than they were back in the 30s. You know, co-op started in the 30s, and so, you know, I like to talk about the co-op story. Why did co-op start? And, you know, you're starting to see a lot of people move to the country. And why are they moving to the country? Well, they don't want to live in town, or maybe there's not any lots left for sale in town. And so they move to the country. They have to buy power from us once they get out of the city limits. That's the rules. That's our area. And so you're going to buy power from us. And so a lot of the new generations that are living in the country, and the more we see homes come, you know, in the edge of Elk City and Sayre, these people don't realize what the co-op is all about. We're just the power company, I like to say to them. And, right. And we don't want to just be the power company, because we're not just the power company. We're the co-op. This is the reason we're having our meeting on Saturday. And so the co-op was started because nobody wanted to supply power to the country, because there's just not very many people out there. And so 2 meters per mile is what we average. There's no money, there's no profit in providing power in 2 meters per mile. And so the only way you can do it is for a group of like-minded people to get together, and you do it. And what it costs, the cost of your power is exactly what it costs to run the co-op. I mean, we have to have bucket trucks. We got to have linemen. We have to buy our power, and we've got to make, you know, we got to cut trees. We've got to replace poles. You got to make repairs. You got to build substations, and on and on and on. And so our cost of power is exactly what it costs us to run that co-op. And so the co-op is more important, or as important going forward as what it is looking back. The people in the country would not have had power if it was for, you know, I like to call them investor-owned. I don't want to say any specific names, but investor-owned companies are there to make a big profit, and they want to be in the towns where there's lots of meters. They don't want to be out in the country where it's tough, you know. There's nothing easy about what we do, and it takes all of us. And so I hope and invite all of our members to come out. You know, it's a big time. There's people that have been coming their whole life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is our 85th. We'll have 100-year-old people there at the meeting. And so it's fun to see those people that have been there the whole life. They remember the lights coming on. They remember why the co-op was formed. And so our story going forward is just as important as it is looking back. So, sorry, I can get on my soapbox.
No, I like it because, well, who was it? You guys recognized some of those older people last year. Yeah. Mrs. Tucker was one of them.
You bet. I think we give $50 away to the oldest member that's there. You bet.
So. That was your original investment. Here you go.
You bet.
Anyway, but no, it's a good deal. And I had somebody ask me the other day. I guess they didn't realize, you know, a few years ago, people with irrigation, you know, we would get these text messages, hey, you need to shut your water off at this time till this time. I couldn't remember word to word explain again why that's changed, because you guys figured out the price and all this stuff.
Right. So we have peak days still today. Western Farmers that supplies us power, they still call peak days. And so they're on the hottest days of the year. And so why do they call those peak days? Well, they're trying to get people to conserve. And so what's going on in this country is we're switching to green energy because of the U.S. energy policy. And as we switch to green energy, it's temporary somewhat. You don't just flip a switch and turn the wind generators on.
Right.
You know, used to we'd turn a coal plant on, you could just turn it on.
Right.
You could turn a natural gas generator, you can just turn it on. And we still have those, but they're phasing those out. And we're switching to wind generation and to solar. And there's nothing wrong with that, except it's temporary. And the capacity level on it is not as good. And so what's happening is when you get into these high peak demand days, everybody,
like today,
yes, from 3 to 7 today is going to be a peak day. And everybody wants the power. The irrigators want the power. People in town want the power. We have marijuana now that wants power. We've got data centers that are running the AI of your phone.
Right.
It takes lots and lots of power to do that. We've got Bitcoin companies all over the country that are taking lots and lots of power.
We got radio stations.
We got radio stations. We got electric cars that are being plugged in now, just on and on and on. And so the demand for electricity is just higher and higher all the time. And so to get through those peak days, you're going to have to bring on some more capacity. Well, you're phasing out all of this, what we call dispatchable energy, the coal, the natural gas.
Yes.
You're phasing all that out. You can't get through these peak days without conserving. It is going, there's a price signal coming. I've been talking about this for 2 years, and we're about to see it. There's a price signal coming for these peak days. Electricity is going to get very, very expensive on these peak days. For not all day, but for 3 or 4 hours, electricity is going to get expensive. And so you're going to want to get ready to conserve and figure out how can you can do more with less in that 3-hour window every single day, and then do everything else the rest of the day. Because what's going to offset that is power outside of those 3 hours. It's getting ready to get cheaper. So we're not going to stay at this level we're at now the rest of the day. The rest of the day is going to get cheaper, but those 3 hours is going to get way more expensive. And so,
right.
For instance, I'll just give you some numbers here. I'm going to talk about this at the annual meeting. Right now, our cost of power, just on an average basis across the board, is about 13 cents a kilowatt hour, okay? What I foresee is when we get to this new pricing, which is where this country's heading, those peak times, we're going to get up there around 17, 18 cents.
And that's
a lot. For those 3 hours. So if you want to irrigate your farm during that time, that's fine. You're going to be able to. It's going to cost you more during those 3 hours.
Gotcha.
And so there's going to be guys that want to turn off. Looking back, to answer your original question, we used to make you turn off.
Right.
We used to make the irrigators turn off during those 3 hours.
Right.
We quit doing that. Yeah. Honestly, you irrigators, and I'm one on a small scale now, but the irrigators would actually create a new peak, if you will, for us when they all started back at the same time at 7 p.m.
Oh, I wondered about that.
And so it almost can create more of a problem to the system when you're trying to start everything back up at one time. And so that came into play. And then pricing has got a little cheaper. Pricing used to be only based on these special days in the summer. Now it's based on a rolling every single month. And so it really wasn't fair to pick on the irrigators, in my opinion. And that went away when I came on several years ago. It really didn't make a lot of sense anymore. It needed to be redone, and so we were able to redo that. But back to these peak times. These peak times are going to get expensive to the tune of 17 or 18 or 19 or 20 cents.
It doesn't matter whether you're a household or an irrigator.
It doesn't matter. It's going to be the same for everybody. They're going to get really expensive for 3 hours a day, okay? But then when those 3 hours are over, instead of this 13 cents that we're at right now,
yeah,
you're going to go down there somewhere around, say, 8.
Oh, that'd be good.
You know, 8.5, something like that. And so there's plenty of power to run everything. There's not plenty of power for those 3 hours.
Right.
And so we've got to change our lifestyle, and we have to change how we're using the power, and we've got to learn how to conserve during those 3 hours. And in the summertime, it's 3 to 7. In the wintertime, it's 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. or 6 to 10 a.m. It's in the morning. Everybody gets up and turns their heater on. That's right.
Fires up.
Yep.
Well, that's good to know, because You know, these rains we just got over the weekend. Not everybody got rains, but a lot of them did, especially along the North Fork of the Red River down toward Lake View and down toward, I don't know how much Granite got, but anyway, there's no irrigation going on right now up that's here, right. So that helps out a lot.
That's right.
But that don't happen very often in August.
That's right. And what you're going to see is you're going to have these rates that basically have these peak and non-peak times, and then you're still going to have a traditional rate over here that's always been just like it is now, that's 13 cents. But right. What's going to happen to that rate? That rate's going to start seeing an increase every single year. And so every single year, this, if you want to stay over here on just the averages and you don't want to change, that's great, but it's going to start going up 3-4% every single year. Right. It's going to get higher and higher and higher. So at some point, you're going to want to get over here where you can save money and keep it steady. Otherwise, you're just going to be in something that's just going to keep getting more expensive.
Well, we've gone by our max time by 4 minutes, so we're good. But anyway, I got Heyday Tuesdays coming up here right after this break. So, Brent, tell everybody again what time everything starts and go over that again.
Come see us, Sarah City Park, Saturday morning. We'll start registering our members at 9 a.m. We'll have everybody registered by 10. We'll pull out the grand prize winners at 10, put them in an envelope. We won't release those names till after the business meeting. Hopefully the business meeting's over at 11. We'll announce the grand prize winners. We'll start serving Blue Mountain Smoke lunch. We do have a vote this year, which is something that we don't have very often.
Yeah, because we didn't last year.
That's right. We're updating our bylaws. They haven't been touched in a lot of years, and so we're updating them, bringing them into this century. Basically, there's not a lot of changes. They read a little better. The old bylaws allowed a corporate member to have a seat on our board. So let's just use an oil field company like, say, Devon. Devon has a meter that's running a well in North Roger Mills County. They could have sent a corporate person that lives in Edmond to come sit on our board. Well, the board decided they didn't want to do that. So you have to be a resident in our system to actually be a board member.
Oh, that'd be good.
So something like that. Proxy voting used to be something that was in there, and we're taking it out. And proxy voting is where, back in the day, you could have written on a napkin at the southbound, I give my vote to somebody else and pass it on. And there wasn't much crookedness maybe that went on back then, but you can only imagine what would happen with that today. And so there's just a few items. There's nothing major in there, but those can be found on our website. But we are going to take a vote. It'll be a simple deal.
All right, cool. Brent, thanks for coming on short notice today.
Oh, no problem.
I wanted to talk some farming with you, but we'll have to save that for a later date because I wanted to know how you're sowing different stuff, how that worked out with you.
9%. I got the test yesterday.
All right. We'll cover it on. Maybe we can get your daughter to come in with you, like her little hot rod back to Stillwater.
You bet. You're going to have to hurry up because we're taking her Saturday.
Uh-oh. Better get on that. All right. Brent Menner with North Fork Electric Co-op, the general manager there. Thank you again, sir, for coming in. And we're going to take a Stockman Vet break and come back. And I have 3 or 4 hay deals going on, so get your pen and pencil ready. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Isaiah 44 verses 2 and 24 say, "This is what the Lord says, He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you, your Redeemer, who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord, the maker of all things, who stretches out the heavens, who spreads out the earth by myself." Mom and Dad, tell your kids it's okay to be different from the others. The most pressure-filled space in the world of a child is inside the four walls of a school building. It's easy for grown-ups to forget how much pressure there is for kids not to be different, to wear the clothes the others are wearing, to listen to the music the others are listening to talk and act like the cool kids. Tell them the coolest thing in the world is becoming the person God created them to be, not the person the world wants them to be. Raise your kids to stand out, to be kind, to work hard, and to please our Heavenly Father with good works and actions. brought to you by Canyon Oilfield Services. Remember, the key word in Canyon Oilfield Services is service.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds in Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-post, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the Sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Eric.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Hay Day Tuesday segment brought to you by the Great Plains National Bank. Mangum, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update. 100 degrees, feels like 104. The heat risk is moderate. Dew point 65, humidity's 32. The winds are out of the southwest at 12 miles an hour with wind gust up 20. No rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil, temperature 87 degrees. Sunset 8:28. Hot 102 today. I think you're going to get there. Tonight 77, mostly clear. South winds continuing tonight. And Wednesday, tomorrow 103, and it's hot. All right, you guys got your pencil and pen ready? Let's go over. I just got a few, which is a good start. I figured we'd get a couple, but we actually got three. I have a gentleman looking for some small squares of Bermuda grass, and his number is 719-354-6789. He's located there in Sayre. Okay, let's see here. One load of round bales of oat hay, can load, $80 a bale. Here's phone number for a load of oat hay, 620-635-5765. 620-635-5765. One load of round bales. Let's see what he say. He see la 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 la. He's got enough for a semi load. That's how many he's got. All right, another man, wheat hay, not tested, $80 a bale, 5x6 bales, loading available, 14 miles south of Elk City, 580-450-8523. Wheat hay, not tested, $80 a bale, 5x6 bales, loading available, 580-450-8523. How about that? We got three for our first trial to run today. So I think that's awesome. Anyway, we'll give it a run next week. Plus, I'm going to have a deal put in the penny news for next week, not this new one coming out this week. I think I'm a little late to hit the deadline. Deadline was today. Showing an example how you can do it and text in. And I'm sorry if you don't know how to text or you can't text. We'll figure something out on that. I'm not taking live calls. I got friends in low places. How about that? So anyway, let's see here. Let me check my phone, make sure Oh, the Cotton King. He's busy body today. Anyway, let's see here. I had something yesterday. I got about a minute left here. I wanted to talk about that auction coming up this weekend at Elk City, that elite auction here, the Elk City Farmers and Ranchers Fall Auction. It'll be this Saturday starting at 10 a.m. It's right next to the sale barn on the south side of the sale barn. I pulled through there this morning looking at a couple of items, and they got some good-looking stuff up there. So if you ain't after the North Fork deal this weekend, you can go over there and catch on to that or watch it online on your phone. So real easy to do. Elite Auction Company. If you got any questions, you can call Derek Wooten out here. Man, they got some good stuff that came in. I was actually pretty happy to see all the stuff that I seen in the morning. Wish I had a big checking account, but I don't. So anyways, hope you guys enjoyed the day. Again, thank you, Brett Menner with the North Fork Electric Co-op and general manager there coming in. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.
A second cup of coffee and a bolt of lightning. That's what country sounds like. 96.5 KECO, Elk City.
Returning to X, Gianna Gelosi, Fox News. Despite some technical difficulties, former President Donald Trump and Elon Musk had a big audience for their two-hour interview on X last night. Fox's Brian Yenes explains.
At its peak, about 1.3 million people were listening in as former President Trump and Elon Musk